Pete Buttigieg, Americans are using the wrong transportation, or none at all. By Joel B. Polak on April 9, 2021. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg told reporters at the White House on Friday afternoon that Americans were using the wrong forms of transportation. A problem he said President Joe Biden's $2.3 trillion infrastructure plan would fix. Buttigieg also claimed that some Americans have no access to transportation at all. He added that Americans would once again be challenged to expand their ideas about infrastructure, which he said went far beyond roads and bridges. He said, "Americans are spending too much of their money on transportation in the wrong ways, or don't have access to it at all. And the American people are making it clear to all of us, regardless of party, that they want us to get it done. And they are not asking us to tinker around the edges. We have risen to this challenge before as a country. In fact, building bold infrastructure has always been central to America's story. We built the Erie Canal, we connected east to west through the Transcontinental Railroad, and we developed the interstate highway system. And each of those was audacious, was transformative, and partly because it challenged the American people to expand our concept of infrastructure. But in doing so, these projects transformed our nation for the better." Buttigieg did not explain what the wrong ways of transportation were. He reassured workers that the infrastructure of the future would still need workers who are good with steel, and that the new jobs it would create would not be too futuristic. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair: The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.